welcome. We have a most awesome show. It may be one of the best shows ever tonight that we did. Yeah, this is Winning at Life. I'm trying to do a Trump impression. It didn't go over too well. You know how everything's wonderful and superb and it's the best ever. We were talking before the show, which just cracked me up. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. Live financial talk radio. And yeah, we got some sound bites from Trump tonight as well, in case you were interested and missed that show on Sunday morning. And if you'd like to participate in the show, you can call us. I'll let James, our co-host, handle that.
Yeah, that number is 504-260-0995. You can also text message us via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go ahead and download that anyway. You're going to need it eventually. On the video platforms today, Periscope is down, so we are just doing Facebook Live. Find us, Winning at Life, the Facebook page. And you want to go there anyway, Gregory. You haven't been since I talked to you a few hours ago. But I put up that video I told you about at lunch where we're talking to the maestro at the Pasta and Puccini Gala on Friday.
You put it up? I hadn't seen it yet.
I just put it up right before the show.
It's got everything you told me that was in it?
Yes.
Well, I will watch it later.
So there are some stars of the show. There is James Parker and Gregory Ricks, of course, and then Maestro's there. And while he's regaling us with the story, and this is an incredible story of the 40 years of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, in the background, you see a couple ladies in their evening gowns. And these aren't Disney princesses. No, this is our wives. And they don't know they're on camera. Right? She didn't know she was being filmed. She thought it was just filming the table, but it was kind of at an angle there. So you got what was next to the table. And they just moseyed up over there and were watching. They're like, oh, look, they're talking to Maestro. I love that guy. And then you see your wife walks off at some point. My wife looks at her champagne flute and goes, enough of this, and just drinks the whole thing in like one gulp. It's so cute, Gregory. But if you want to see what our wives look like, oh, and if you watch the video, I even put the little caption up there, like where it goes, bing, Miss Parker, up there above her head to label her so you know who's who. There's a Miss Ricks portion there. Are you looking at it now?
I can't find it. You didn't tag me in it?
It's on your radio show's Facebook page.
Okay, you know, I'm not as efficient on social media as you are. I know business-wise I appear to be super knowledgeable and efficient, but I have help.
Well, we're in the
as
middle,
business people should.
We're in the middle of a radio show, so if you want to look it up later, that's fine,
too. I'm looking up later.
There you go.
It just doesn't have... I thought I'd just punch a couple buttons and it's there and... Okay. But awesome. I'm glad that's up there. We just... Gosh, that was such a great event. They raised a lot of money that night for the arts in Jefferson Parish. And we made a lot of new friends. Learned some backstories from some business people.
Yeah, well, that's the cool crowd to be in, though. If you're going to one of these highfalutin charity galas, you're not going to be with someone's broke brother-in-law who didn't make anything out of his life, or he lives paycheck to paycheck, or one of these guys that gets a time card and punches his clock, and as soon as he gets off at 5, he goes and gets a 12-pack and polishes himself off every night. No, these are the movers and shakers, and a lot of the times when people are in a position to be generous like that, or to go to charity galas, or if they have the kind of discipline and charitable nature that propels them to charity galas, a lot of times they're successful in the real world too, and you get a lot more cool stories. We met the guy that started Gibbs Construction. Judging by the thousands of signs around town, I thought this would have been a 100-year-old company. This dude started himself just a few years ago. It was a while back. And then the other guy, I don't want to get his name wrong, Everard, is that what it was?
Yeah, I did have that open, but of, yes.
Of Empire?
Empire Pipeline.
Called him Everett on the air. That's so embarrassing. But a lot of times when you see these businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, even big businesses, a lot of them have a really cool backstory, a cool history. I mean, Gregory's business, he has a pretty compelling backstory on why he does what he does. Mine, not so much. There's... It's unlikely to have a cool story. I want to smart off on the radio. There's no cool story behind that. But the event was also cool because we look good in our tuxes, Gregory. Did you see us on stage there?
I did not see that either, but that went pretty well. That was kind of the thing that worried me. You know, once you get to kind of Friday afternoon, I'm kind of tired. It's always a busy week. And when we, if we go back 7 days, I've done 8 hours of live radio week before Friday.
Yep.
And so a little tired. And then we have a business event going on that, because we did the show. Oh, and we had to go on stage. And I'm not quite known as the comedian. Maybe I am, and I don't think so, but I don't think so. I'll say it again. I don't think so. But I think it went really well.
It did. I was hoping to get a couple more boos.
What? Boos?
Well,
on your auction list.
Yeah, my Darren Sharper joke.
That went much better than when I first read that. You saw how I kind of reacted like the crowd.
Yeah, you're like, this is what we're doing?
Oh.
This is what we're doing.
But, yeah, actually, I had a lot of fun with that. That went good.
How about the talent on stage? Well, I can't believe you knew who Roxy Hart, the woman who played Roxy Hart in Chicago the last 2 weekends at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, is a colleague of yours from the banquet or something?
We've done some business with her firm, but I had no idea. Like, she's kind of tough in negotiating some business deals. And I told her mom, I said, look, can I get that stage version of her the next time we need to talk business? She said, thank gosh, we don't get that at the business.
All right. Fill me in. What does she do for a day job? You could have told me she was one of these musical actresses for a living.
She basically runs the balcony reception hall. If you're wanting to do something there, you're talking to her.
She could just put on shows herself there then. Keep the on empty weekends if they have them anymore.
I guess she could, but I remember a few years ago we were holding an event there, and I was, you know, and they were working on adapting to how I want to do things at a big event. And then I came in and had some suggestions. And then, you know, I kind of look at body language and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, this is not going over well. And it didn't.
Oh, how dare you come tell me how to do my business, kind of?
Well, it was just asking some questions, and what if we did this? What if I did that? And she runs the business. Nothing wrong with that. And everything's done great because we've done a number of events with the balcony over in Metairie. Mostly they're in the reception hall business, but they do some other fun stuff. And we've done a number of events there. And it went really well, but that was always the side. I didn't see this stage side.
Man, her in Chicago, like that role that she has, the whole point of her role is she's a woman who murdered her husband and she's trying to gain sympathy to get away with it in court. And so she's supposed to be like, melt your face hot, and she does it. So it would be weird if you saw her in Chicago and then the next day you had to be in a tough negotiation with her. You would just let her win because she has damaged your brain after you saw her.
Well, I was told back in the day she toured and stuff.
She must have. She must have done something.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
I was told it was either her or her mom says, oh, yeah, she's retiring after this one. But I didn't know she's done others, but that was a nice surprise.
So something we laughed about on Friday night at the gala is even more true today. You and I were kidding because in the silent auction, they had some Saints tickets. And if you still want to bid on the silent auction items, you can go to jpas.org. And they have a link to the auction. Whatever's left over, you get 2 more weeks to bid on it. And we were kidding at the time, but someone might have donated those Saints tickets when they were 0-2. And now that they're 3-2, they probably really regret it. And then they turn around and won again. Now they're 4-2.
They might be wanting them back.
Yeah, they're killing themselves. Yo, sure, honey. Just donate them, she said. You won't need them later, she said. I might have to check the second chance auction on that. All right. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory 504-260-0995. Our next live event is not going to be broadcast on the radio. It's a women-only Gregory Ricks live event. And in this process, as we're learning and evolving the new event, we're also having to evolve our promotion of the event. I didn't know Facebook was so teetotaler when it came to how you promote their events. They didn't approve the ad for our video because it mentioned wine, didn't it, Gregory? We got to figure that out.
Well, we are doing some research into that to figure out what is going on.
But I guess that sounds like too much fun for Facebook. Oh, okay. You can find out more about your financial well-being and how to develop a financial philosophy and all that good stuff. And God forbid if you enjoy some wine at the same time. That's real fun, Facebook. And look, I tell you what else. After that, you have to revise the video and put it back up. You notice everything foul on Facebook right after that. And you think to yourself, oh, this is okay to be on Facebook, but not my video. Oh, we can't talk about our wine tasting in a video on Facebook, but look at this filth. You ever get that kind of instantly jealous sort of pettiness? Because I do.
Okay.
All right, so the next event, November 2nd, it's a wine pairing with meeting Gregory Ricks, finding out about how he likes to run things, meeting the Total Wealth Authority. And there's going to be some great wine with a prepared Ruth's Chris menu. Did you change anything on the menu?
Some tweaks, of course. We're always looking to improve.
Kept the same dessert?
Oh, that dessert has to be there no matter what. Yeah.
All right. RSVP at the website, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or call the office, 504-832-9200. Let's get Matt in Covington's question real quick before we hit the break, and maybe we can answer it on the other side. Matt in Covington, you, sir, are first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys, here's one great, thing that I just don't understand why the government doesn't do locally or, federally. I'm a small employer. I have two guys that work for me, and, why can't we make my medical insurance premiums a tax deduction? I'm incorporated. I make moderate amount of money. I'm doing well, but why is it that Republicans don't really push for premiums to be a tax deduction?
How many employees do you have?
I have three, and myself, my wife, and my kids.
Stay with us on the break. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll get the answer to Matt's question next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates. It's up or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'd like you to find some place that I call your retirement home. I don't mind home ownership. There might be some tax advantages or not. It just is kind of control if you can find that place that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Because here's what you have as a renter. Unknowns is raise the rent. Bob, I don't want to rent to you anymore. I'm going to sell the house. Or no, my son needs that house. So that leaves you a lot of what ifs, and that now you've got to go find someplace else there. So it is something worth considering, and it sounds like from a budget standpoint, an asset standpoint, you have that. You've got to manage that taxable event and how that hits you in doing so.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Always gonna fly away. Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. You don't understand.
Hey, welcome back. Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. You can also send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. When we stepped aside, we were talking to Matt in Covington. And Matt is asking, dude, why aren't insurance premiums tax deductible? What is wrong? All right, Matt, so is that a good summary of your question?
Well, you know, this is what why aren't Republicans pushing that? I'm a small business owner. 80% of most business owners have, less, employees than 20 or 50. I'm a small guy. I've been in business for 20 years. I'm doing all right. But I'm just confounded that, Republicans don't say, hey, listen, you're incorporated. Why aren't your premiums a tax deduction? And no one pushes that. I mean, I'm not IBM. I'm not even a big car dealership. I'm just a small guy trying to make a living. But I just think that my medical expenses that I'm trying to give what little employees they have and myself, why isn't premiums a tax deduction?
Who is your health insurance going through? Are you
using a business firm that handles that? I beg ignorance on that, but it's not an issue of who's my health provider. It's just a simple I know I can get marginal deductions, but why isn't it a blanket thing? You're incorporated. You're a business. You've got 1099s. You're everything is itemized. Why aren't my premiums a tax deduction? And why aren't Republicans screaming for that? I'm a small business owner.
On an S corp, if you're an S corp, if you're more than 2% shareholder, employee in an S corp, a partner in a partnership, or a member of or in a multi-member LLC, you may only deduct health insurance premiums directly on Form 1040, line 29, self-employed health insurance deduction, if the health insurance plan is considered to have been established by July 6th of 2017. When you look through this, there's a lot of different scenarios if you're a Schedule C. If you're a sole proprietor, there's different deductions on there. Here's one of the core things on insurance that if we were speaking about it generally, like life insurance, why can't I deduct, run my life insurance through my corporation and deduct it? Because if the business goes, when I die, the wife needs the money. Kind of would make sense, except if you're taking a tax deduction for the premium, it's not going to pay a tax-free death benefit. And there's just a number of scenarios. If you're a self-employed, you may be eligible to deduct premiums that you pay for medical, dental, and qualifying long-term care insurance coverage for yourself, your spouse, and your dependent. Unlike an itemized deduction, this deduction treatment is beneficial because it lowers your adjusted gross income. So what you're looking for in a business is to do it pre-tax. And then there's another scenario where if you're an employee, but that's not where you're, what you're asking.
I'm asking for. Basically, you're giving existing tax law, and I agree with, you know, I understand what you're saying.
So you want an opinion.
But I'm just saying, it's like I'm incorporated. I make, you know, my gross last year was around $250. You know, I got two employees. I just don't understand why, if I am self-employed, every dollar that I spend on a premium should be a tax deduction. It's a no-brainer. That money would free me up to reinvest. And
I mean, is your only argument for the tax deduction is that it would free up money for you? It would save you money?
It would save me money to put more money back into my business. Absolutely.
Okay. But what's so special about health insurance premiums? Why? What about ice cream?
Because health insurance is a mandated thing with Obamacare and most.
All right, let's undo the mandate.
Well, get rid of the mandate. Okay, I still got to take care of my wife and everything. So, you know, and I don't have a 401k, and I don't work for a business that gives me health
insurance.
You can
get a 401k.
I'm a guy on my own. I don't have what you guys have. You work at a radio station. You have a health care plan. I don't.
Oh, that's cute, Matt. Thank you, Matt. You don't know what you're talking about. We don't work for a radio station. Neither one of us. So. Look, this guy, he's just frustrated. He kind of sounds like me because that's one of my pet peeves. You know what my health insurance premium is every month, me and four kids? $1,700 a month. And I'm with you. I would like to have as many tax deductions as possible. But if you want to get the root of the problem, why don't we start making our statecraft around ways that would make our health care cheaper? Not who pays for it, not reshuffle the cost to someone else. But let's start repealing regulations. Let's stop all these subsidies. You know, you subsidize something, the price goes up. It's amazing whether it works for wheat, college tuition, or health care. You know, there's other solutions besides putting another loophole in an already complicated tax code. And look, there's arguments to be made, but I'd rather start reducing reductions and get down to a flat tax. That's what I call more fair.
Well, here's the rub on treating it or having it tax deductible. On paying health insurance premiums, it goes on the employee's W-2 or shareholder in the company. It's deducted on one side, but then it's shown as compensation to the other. You're just, you know, that's just the weird thing about insurance. Oh, you're wanting it as a tax deduction, but you're wanting the benefits. Yeah, I want the benefits. Well, we're ultimately not letting you deduct it because it's paying out tax-free benefits.
But I totally agree that the mandate is what makes this even more unethical. I'm totally with you on that. But my advice would be let's repeal the mandate then. At least give us the option. If it's not an economic winner, give us the option to not have it.
Look, this is where taxes is going to, where Matt doesn't like this. Well, hey, I dislike a lot more than this. But what's happening is we work towards a flat tax over the next few generations. And that's what I believe it's going to because we're lowering the tax brackets. We're cutting taxes. But what are they doing? Taking away deductions. It's just getting started. You just think we're going to cut taxes and still give all the deductions? No, it's not going to work that way.
Oh, and that brings up another issue. If it's going to be revenue neutral, then it's not a tax cut. If you're lowering my rate but taking away deductions and I pay the same amount, that's not a tax cut. It still may be a better system, a simplified.
But that is what they're negotiating over. If we're going to cut tax, we could just cut taxes. But what are they up there negotiating?
The pay for
back
right.
room. That we're not hearing about. They're going back and forth and calling Trump during the day. Well, we can do this, but we want this. And then it's got to be tax neutral over what period of time? 5 years?
10 years.
10 years. I didn't know if they had changed it on this or something, but yeah, 10 years. So, but they're wanting it really to happen quicker because otherwise you can run up some debt over 10 years, James.
Maybe a little bit. Look, and we like to talk about how the CBO scores are about meaningless because they're so wrong. in 2007 when they predicted what 2017 would look like, they were off by a factor. Well, not a factor. They were off by $10 trillion in the amount of debt that they predicted, because they said, well, here's the budget as it's passed in 2007. Looks like 10 years out, our debt's going to be just under $11 trillion. Ha, 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 ha. So now here we are at $20 trillion. Actually, total public debt outstanding as of October 20th, Gregory, $20 trillion, $432 billion. We're almost at $21 trillion, Gregory. We're at $432 billion and $34 million after that. Great job, guys. You're doing so well. Our deficit for the fiscal year through August, $673 billion. These guys are not good at handling money, Gregory. Next, remember how about 6 months ago we went through the number of mutual funds and we were giggling because the number of mutual funds passed the number of actual equities in the markets? There's now more mutual funds than stocks you can buy in the world. And the ETFs are getting in on that too. They now have political exchange traded funds, Gregory, and this is hilarious because Republican and Democratic ETF are launching this week. They're called DEM and GOP. Very clever with the naming. There's also a new one called the Tax Reform ETF, and that joins the one that launched in September, the Make America Great Again ETF. There is a MAGA ETF. Someone is just brilliant at marketing, because in this hyper-political atmosphere, if you can get someone to invest in your ETF versus another ETF just because you put a political name on it, what a nice business move. It's probably the same guy that started the DEM and the GOP ETFs. These going anywhere, Gregory? Anyone asking you about these yet? Because you may get asked about them next week. They launch this week.
I don't think I'll get asked about them this week. It's... to me, sort of same thing with the
cannabis stocks, isn't it? Is that where you're going?
No, it was more the, I'll say religious, but that's not the term I'm looking for.
Faith-based?
Yeah, faith-based investing, you know, no sin stocks in the mix. I don't get requests for that either.
All right, we're going to find out if history was made in the next segment. We're doing the numbers. If you want to play along, GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page. You'll look at the same charts and graphs we're going over next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
Hi, Dwayne, I want to thank you very much. I listened to your program a couple of months ago. I was having to take a call because I said it's not going to help me. They can't do nothing for me, but I'd be damned if you didn't.
Hey, we made it happen, right, Ken? That's what it's all about. You know, we obviously do the show because of a passion that I have and you have, Angie, helping people out, but that's what it's all about.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Tracy from Dwell Nola Realty.
You know, if you're an investor, cash is king, period, all day long. If you walk in saying, I have a loan, and you're up against cash buyers, which most likely you will be, they're going to go for the cash.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, also known as Live Financial Talk Radio. We have the back half of the show ready to roll. We just need you in participation. How do you do that? Get your phone, call 504-260-0995. You can email me, gregory@gregoryricks.com, or text us through the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Just go download that at your app store. And while you're there, download the iHeartRadio app, one of the best streaming services there is. You know, start naming off all those others in your head. Well, iHeart combines it all. It's my favorite. I turned all the others off, and heck, you could just do a search and pick up our podcast through there as well. I want to go back to our last caller and just do a little bit of clarification, and I don't know.
This was Matt.
Matt was the caller, and not sure what clarification he's wanted, but I kind of get to the point of the call and the rules. And what I did on the break is I called one of the members of the Total Wealth Authority that we have, which Jude Heath's a CPA, which this was a tax question, so I called him. We also have Wes Blanchard, W.J. Blanchard Law for estate planning. These all guests on the show. We have Tracy and Stephanie, founders of Dwell Nola Realty, and Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. He has a show on New Orleans station WRNO at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. And what's his firm, James? Make sure.
Oh, Cross Country?
Cross Country Mortgage. He's in the mortgage business. So I called Jude and just verified, because we deduct the premiums that employees — I'm an employee of my company, James is an employee of my company, and James was right. We don't work directly for iHeart. We have contracts with them, but we both work for Gregory Ricks & Associates, and I pay part of the employee's premium, and that's a tax-deductible expense. I can't pay all of mine and all of everybody else's, then we'd probably have to let go of like James and some other people, or James could stay and I'd have to let go of me, something like that. You know, it's a lot of — think about health insurance, all that money. But that part we pay is tax deductible. Now, could more of it be pre-tax? Say James and I, the premiums that we have to pay for our families, could that be tax deductible? Yes, in a cafeteria plan, it could be tax deductible, but that means we're doing disability, cancer insurance, just a whole bunch of insurances would fall under
workers' comp
that employees could do pre-tax, we don't necessarily have to pick up those premiums. But under those scenarios, outside of that, does it, if you itemize it, could it even get to your 1040? So for us, it's not 100%, but I do know some companies that will lavish those type of expenses, but I think it's getting rare. So I think that pretty much clears it up. And thank you to Jude Heath, CPA of J. Heath & Company.
Thank you, Jude. All right, questions, 504-260-0995. We're going to do the numbers after we talk to Ken in Mobile. You're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Hey, how'd y'all do in the hurricane? Y'all were on the bad side of the eye.
A little bit of wind, not much rain. It was okay. If you live on the Gulf Coast and can't weather a less than a Cat 3, you're doing all right.
Yeah, we had about 30 minutes of rain, and that was it. I was tired of my friends complaining. Where's the hurricane? Hey, shut up, dude. All right, how can we help you financially, Ken?
Hey, question. So I just turned 50. I maxed out my 401k that I put $18,000 in. My company matches the first 3%, 100%, and the second 3% at 50%. And my question is, so I just turned 50, and I know that I've got extra options, but I feel pretty ignorant about it. And so I know that I can perhaps put more money in with my company. And then the question is also, does that limit me from putting money in a personal 401k should I choose to do so?
You mean an IRA?
An IRA. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, an IRA, like a Roth IRA. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Roth IRA or traditional IRA, you can put up being your 50 up to $6,500 a year into those. But let's point out the traditional IRA, it cannot be deductible. So you can contribute to it, but it cannot be a tax deductible contribution. And of course, we know Roth is an after tax contribution. Now, with your 401k, being that you have turned 50, you get the catch up option as well. You can catch up by adding up to 6,000 more a year. So you can get to from the 18 up to the 24,000 mark in contributions.
Okay. All right. So that's really where it maxes out at. So it gives me an extra $6,000 a year.
Yep. And that can help a lot over time.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to know, man. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Good call.
Okay. Thanks. Congratulations on being able to participate in the catch-up option.
Yeah. And congratulations on living in Alabama if you're a college football fan. Right,
it must be rough on them. Like they don't get to experience. You know, you can't always just stay on a high all the time, huh?
I asked Tom Brady. They are the New England Patriots of college football as of late.
Yeah. Well, I wondered how he handled that down period in the Super Bowl last year. It had to have been depressing for, what, an hour and a half? Like, oh, we're getting killed.
It
went longer than that because it was well into the second half before they got ahead. But
I don't think it went down like that. I think if you're
a
Patriots
fan, it bothered him and he wasn't like, oh, woe is us.
It's like, wow, we've been to 7 Super Bowls in the last whatever years and we won 4 of them. Yeah, that's 4's good. Jeez. Can't win them all. At least we're here again. That's not a bad season. We'll get them next year.
That's not what they were talking about in the huddle. Like, dude, this is not how it rolls. No, we got to win. I really don't want to go into depression, so we have to win.
Tom Brady, I saw this happen. This I have DVR, so I can go back and just look at all the frames. I saw Tom Brady look across the sidelines at the Atlanta Falcons. He said, I told you I was going to kill you. Not this period. Not next quarter. But I'm going to kill you. That's what he said. He said that in the second quarter. It's kind of creepy. Sounded familiar.
If you watch The Walking Dead, he picked up that from last night's episode and
well, the season finale.
And the season previous time as well. But, you know, here's why they're winning. They're afraid of the coach. Think about it.
Which one are you talking about, Saban or Belichick?
They're
same, right?
Saban.
Same guy.
They're afraid of Saban if they lose. Like, my gosh, the workout will be unbearable for months.
You ever notice how those guys have a similar demeanor at press conferences? They have a lot of the same character traits. You know, they're sloppy dressers. They're mean to reporters. I don't think they've ever told a joke in public before. We'll have to look into that. You ready to do the numbers?
Yeah.
All right.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to The Numbers on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. We're going to take a look at the snapshot of what happened in the markets today. If you want to play along, GregoryRicks.com. Under the Winning It Life tab, you can pull up the numbers page. Oh, I got my wrong sheet here. I did something fun we'll do at the end of the numbers up here. But Wall Street is in retreat. There is no more Chariots of Fire theme. Because finally, we got so tired of winning. Yeah, we stopped winning for a little bit. So the stocks declined a little bit. A lot of it was weighted by technology and industrial shares dropping. We'll get to that on the short sheet. But the big loss is General Electric down 6.3%. More coming shortly. But no one seems to really be freaking out with this. Should they, Gregory, considering we've had, I think it was the number 52 record closes since the election?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's kind of hard to be nervous here. But you never know when the top of the market is until you're on the other side of it, right? You can't know. This. You're not climbing a real mountain here. You're climbing a mountain with the blindfolds on, and you don't know when you're at the top just by looking around because you can't see it yet. But the stock market, red, a lot of red. It was down 2.3% today for the Dow, so now sitting at 23,273 and some change. S&P was down 0.4%. The NASDAQ was up, was down a little over 0.6%. And the Russell 2000 was anchored down 0.8%. Treasury, any good news there? Was money flowing into bonds?
It was a slight tick up on, no, I'm sorry, a tick down on it. The 10-year Treasury closed at 2.367. And I think the close the other day was 2.368. So it's just a slight tick down that you can't hardly adjust. 30-year mortgages are at 3.93. So that's a little bit up over the previous few days. Oil, $59.93. Gold, $1,284.60. Silver, $17.13.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You got to have your money working, and that's what do I do about coming inflation? Have your money working. It can't be sitting around, and if it is exposed to risk, make sure you're working with somebody that is loss adverse.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Typically, the annuity depends on, is it variable? There's probably fees that you may not like in there. The mutual funds may run less fees, but that's something you want to look into. If the company you're with currently is fixed annuities, you possibly could see lower fees built in. You probably have guarantees in there. And if you go to mutual funds, yeah, you're taking on some risk there as well. So it depends on your age, what your risk tolerance is and how much longer you're going to be working and putting money into retirement. So if you're doing this on your own, I would want to know what those expense comparisons are, what my risk is, and how can this get me to my financial goal.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Loves me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the daily route. Live Financial Radio. The phone number is 504-260-0995. I'll do it again. I was away from the mic, yelling across the room. 504-260-0995. That's 0995. Give us a call on the phone. Any of you out there Walking Dead fans, caught the season premiere last night? We were kind of talking about the confrontation between Negan's army and...
Whoa. We can't do this on the air. There's a 48-hour spoiler window we have to observe. That's proper etiquette these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll have to do it on Wednesday. You sure?
No, I don't mind spoiling things for people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
All right, here we go.
It's just one would be asking is why did if he was out and visit, and this really isn't. It's just he didn't die at this point. But if you're confronting him and his ego steps outside, the question is why didn't you shoot him? Well, my thought was that would sure shorten the storyline for this season. But then on the other side, I realized, if you ask, why did he step outside like that? Reality is, he wouldn't have.
And they wouldn't have let him if he did.
Yeah, right. And that would have... It was just a nice confrontation. So you'll have to watch the episode to see why and what we're talking about. So it really didn't spoil anything.
Sometimes those writers are lazy.
Well, we got a whole season to fill, and he is a character, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great character because we were nervous watching it last night. Me and Miss Parker, we were clutching each other on the couch like we'd just been kidnapped.
I'm Miss Parker.
All right, let's finish up the numbers. We'll talk to Steve over here. You did gold, you did oil, you did silver. Are we back to the short list?
Short list.
All right, so what's the story with GE, man?
It's problematic. It's a scary stock to own. When I've talked to people, I said, what to do? I said, well, I can tell you if we had been holding it, here's where we would have sold it from our signals. And if you're holding it now, it's a personal situation. If you're asking what would I do, you know, it's kind of that 50-50, you do or you don't, so you can split it. Possibly sell half and keep half, and that could go if it goes down, you're kind of saying, gosh, I'm glad I sold half. And then if it was heading the other way, you could say, gosh, I'm glad I at least kept half. So it's that half and half answer. I'm just concerned over Fizz is still going down, just like GE.
No, it's going flat is what you're supposed to say. It's going flat.
Oh, it's flat, all right. It's lost the Fizz.
Under Armour's down 4.3%. That's huge in one day. They said they're getting out of some of these outdoor sports, like they're going to drop tennis and a few other things. All right, that's not going to help you out. Tesla was down 2.3%. That doesn't break my heart in the least. Google was down 2%. Facebook was down 2.1%. Ugly time in the text today, huh?
Well, and you had Harley's up over the past couple of weeks. That's nice. Hog, H-O-G. And noticing GM, is GM on your short list?
Yeah, it's on the short sheet over here. It's down 1%.
1% today, but it's had nice little run up lately where they're talking about electric cars and stuff for some reason.
They seem to just got caught up in the larger swipe down because Ford was down 0.5%, Chrysler was down 1%, and Tesla was down 2.3%. So there's just a big wave.
You've got over the past month, get this, GM is up 14.54%. You just start talking about putting out electric cars and things go well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or robotic cars.
All right. Thank you very much for participating with us in the numbers segment. Oh, look at Roku is down 6.8%. Anyone else want to go play with an IPO after that? They're back down to their IPO price.
Okay. They need earnings. Earnings will help them.
All right. To the phones we go. 504-260-0995. Hey, it's Stephen Homa again. Is this the same Stephen Homa we've talked to previously?
Yep. This is the Stephen that calls you up every once in a while. Went to the also went to Ruth's Chris and got the introductory meeting there. And so if we're talking about the same one, yeah. James, this is
welcome him. Back. Hey. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you all very much, James and Gregory. I need to talk fixed annuities. That's since I've been knowing y'all, that's where my interest has been. One point is that on a fixed annuity, I can use Roth money or traditional IRA money?
Answer is yes.
Okay, thank you, Gregory. And from that being said, the Roth money at some point reaches a tax-free status. Now, for traditional IRA, it seems like because there is a deferred tax liability on traditional IRA, I'm thinking it might be better for me to go into a fixed annuity with the traditional because that's going to have a tax thing on it anyhow. So
It's a wash when you've got qualified money like traditional IRA that's growing tax-deferred and comes out taxable income. A non-qualified annuity grows tax-deferred and comes out taxable as ordinary income. A fixed annuity can also be an IRA, so it's a wash on that point where I'm putting IRA into an IRA account.
Gotcha.
So it's a wash. They're growing. It's going to grow tax deferred, no matter what. It's just qualified money always will distribute as taxed as ordinary income.
And Gregory, with that being said, going further, in a fixed annuity, when I get into it, I understand that there is those tiered surrender percentages if you take it out too early to some effect. I don't know what you call those charges. It's surrender charges or deferred when you take it out?
Technically, it's called a surrender charge because it's a time product because it is protected by the insurance company's assets, so you don't have market risk. So there's a fee that reduces over a period of time.
Exactly. And an annuity on my benefit would be to look at it as future income because, once again, I'm close to 64. I got everything covered. I got fixed. Everything I got is fixed, CDs, et cetera. So I'm looking at my benefit right now for future income being retired. I'm not looking at this great 15% mutual fund stuff we had way back in the 90s, whatever. I'm looking at it from a staying, avoiding legally taxes. I have to look at not so much as making a lot of interest, but looking at it as staying out the taxes, if you will. So with an annuity, it does maybe about possibly 3 or 4% to what I understand.
It's going to vary in a range. If you're going with a fixed interest annuity, you can get some guarantees probably in the range on a 5-year of 2.5 to a little more than 3. When you're talking about a fixed indexed annuity, you can kind of get a range over a 10-year period. I look at it as anywhere from 2 to 5% because what you're doing is interest linked investing. So you're doing a little bit of leverage. Instead of taking the interest credit, we're mm-hmm. using that to get the upside of some indexes.
Yes, sir.
And there's a multitude of indexes and strategies you can do that with, and some mm-hmm. perform better than others.
And one last one, Gregory, thank you. I have about $50,000 that I'm sitting in the savings account because I didn't get to go see you fellas yet. And I'm thinking about all my advantages and everything else I've done already. I mean, I got precious metals covered. I got it all covered. But the point is a fixed annuity is what I see y'all about. But is there a minimum that, in your opinion, is there a minimum that's best to put work with an annuity as opposed to, do you need like $100,000 minimum to be effective in it, or is there an amount at all?
You know, it's going to correlate to what you're doing overall. It's going to correlate to how much emergency money you have, managed assets. But be clear, we worked with fixed annuities as well as we are money managers as well. And our custodian is Fidelity Investments. So I kind of think a 50K or more is a better option, but that's more... only a small part of what we have to talk about overall. Thanks for the call, Steve. Call me at the office. We'll talk more.
Yeah, great to hear from you again, Steve. On tomorrow's show, we're going to have some audio of Trump with Maria Bartiromo, and I'm going to read an article that was put out the day the market reached its top in 2007. See how they recap the market. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and you can RSVP at our next Gregory Ricks Live, November 2nd, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.